Give her a big God bless you.
I greet my pastors, ministers of the gospel, brethren, friends, visitors in Jesus' name. Before I start, I would like to thank the church for their prayers for my daughter, Angelica, who was very ill some weeks ago. And through your prayers, the prayers of the brethren, Angelica is here today. Can't see where she is. But can you stand up, please, Angelica? So I thank God. God is a good God. I love him so much. He's my very life. And he's my breath. He's everything. Today, I would like... anybody who knows me know I don't do short. And I struggle to do 10 minutes. So I'm going to try my very best. I'm going to try my best. The title I would like to talk about today is Rejected by Man, Accepted by God. Man's rejection is God's acceptance. God is indeed a father to the fatherless and a husband to the widows, a restorer of those that are rejected and broken. Psalm 68, verse 5, Isaiah 54, Isaiah 60, and Isaiah 61, also Joel 2, verse 24 to 25. Today, I'd like to use this opportunity to tell you a little bit about my own story. But before I do, I would like to just look at a few scriptures with you. We see throughout Bible history that those who God calls are often rejected by their families at times, communities, and nation. They are not celebrated. They are not affirmed. They're not validated, and they're not accepted. Leah was rejected by her father and her husband. Genesis, I haven't really got time to read all the scriptures, but if Sister Pauline can read this next scripture, I would be so appreciative. Genesis 29, verse 31. Somebody could, yeah, Sister Pauline. Thank you.
Genesis 29.
Verse 31.
Thank you. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
Amen. That's wonderful. So Joseph was also rejected by his brothers. Genesis 36, verse 12 to 36. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Could somebody, Sister Pauline, could you read that one quickly, please? I'll read the short ones. Genesis chapter 50, verse
20. 20 or 21.
Is it 21? Sorry.
Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them.
No. Genesis 50, verse 20.
Oh.
Where Joseph told his brother, you meant it for evil.
Yes.
But God meant it for good.
In order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
Amen. The nation of Israel has always been rejected by the other nations from their conception. God chose them, according to Deuteronomy 27, verse 79, to be a light to the nation, but they have not been received. The nation of Israel, to them belongs the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the worship of Jehovah, the promises, the patriarchs, and from whom Christ came. God told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 2 to 10. Please, Sister Pauline.
Jeremiah
1, verse 2 to 10.
to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah.
Is that Jeremiah where God says...
Is it Jeremiah
1?
Yeah, that's
1,
verse
2. He says, before you was placed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Is that the one you're reading?
No. It is?
Yes, yeah, sorry. I know my bad, sorry.
Verse 5. Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
I'll go back to 4.
Yes.
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Amen. Amen. Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a mother's tender care cease towards the child she bear? Yes, she may forgetful be, but God says, I will never forget you. Israel rejected God and asked for another king. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1 to 19. They also rejected the Christ. The scripture was read today, Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Christ was rejected. He was the rejected seed. The stone that the builder rejected became the chief cornerstone. Matthew 21, verse 42. My people have committed two evils. They have hewed out their own cisterns. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. Okay, So it's really not about whether you are accepted or rejected in your family, in the community, in your workplace, at school, in your church even. It's not whether you are the best thing since sliced bread, the prettiest, the most intelligent, the best family, the best job, the most money, the best gifts, the best preacher or teacher. It's all about knowing and identifying with the one who is the head of all principalities and powers. It's all about knowing him and the power of his resurrection being made conformable to his image, Christ in us, the hope of glory. He says, in this world, we will have tribulation and troubles. He says, if only in this world we had hope, we would be very depressed. But hope thou in God, for we shall yet praise him. I think I will reserve my testimony for another time because Sister Noreen has told me 10 minutes and I'm obedient. So God bless you. I will give my testimony another time.
Thank you.